Over these weeks, we're going to explore the experience of people of the Old Testament, the forerunners of our faith, or as the book of Hebrews puts it, a great cloud of witnesses. Going to begin at the beginnings. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are sometimes called Abrahamic religions, tracing their identity and traditions back to the story of a childless couple who began a journey towards a land they did not know, Abraham and Sarah. In the words of Isaiah the prophet, they are the rock from which we are hewn and the quarry from which we are dug. That's a powerful image. Here, our own faith identity begins to be carved. Like many of us, I'm interested in tracing my ancestors. Growing up, I knew next to nothing about my grandparents, let alone previous generations. As I myself grow older, I want to know where I came from, what their stories were, how all that has shaped me. What is this rock, this quarry from which we have come? Abraham and Sarah's story begins with a call from God and a willing response. Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation and I will bless you." So Abraham went as the Lord had told him. How do you hear a call from God? Is it as clear and unmistakable as the book of Genesis describes? Does it come in a moment and then take no refusal? Or does it start small, linger and grow until that day comes when you decide to act on it? I wonder if that's how it was for Abraham. An inner restlessness about staying where he was, a growing desire to take up a new road. Perhaps the journey was also the fruit of long years of childlessness, an affliction felt by many in our own time, but all the more difficult in the culture of Sarah and Abraham, where children were seen as a direct sign of God's blessing. A new generation to carry forward your name and the work of your hands. When Genesis introduces Sarah to us, it's as a barren woman, a bearer not of children, but of shame. A call and a response, a stirring of hope and possibility welling up from within, the daring to leave behind familiar routines and take up a new adventure. A willingness to go into the unknown when in some deep place we recognise it is God, it is life that draws us there. Here is the rock from which we are hewn, the quarry from which we are dug. We live through a time when so much the familiar has become unsettled. It might help to realise that Abraham and Sarah, our forerunners in faith, were nomadic people, living in tents rather than houses, seeking out fresh pasture for their animals season by season, pitching their tent wherever the road might lead them, and setting out now beyond even these customary seasonal paths, entering lands where their footsteps had never trod. I've only seen the trailer of the BAFTA-winning film Nomadland, but that was enough to intrigue me. The central figure, Fern, having lost all her former securities through personal tragedy and an economic recession, sets out in a battered van, seeking a new future. She becomes a modern-day nomad in the heart of America. When someone asks her, "Are you homeless?" she replies, "I am houseless, not homeless. In a time of disruption, it's understandable that we look for certainties, the predictable, the familiar, and yet the rock from which we are hewn, the quarry from which we are dug, is a life of movement rather than settled status, searching rather than arrival, tense, furled and unfurled day by day, rather than solid walls defended by high fences, houseless, but not homeless. The home for Abraham and Sarah is the road, and the God who draws them along it. Not many of us, like Fern, will leave our physical homes and take up the way of the nomad. But I wonder if her story, Abraham and Sarah's stories, holds out an invitation to us. Don't settle down so rigidly that you close the door to the road, to the longings of your own deep spirit, to God who dwells there, to growth, adventure, life. Perhaps as we begin to open up shops and go back in the direction of a life we once termed normal, it's going to be important to stay alive to those invitations we felt during a year of restrictions. What have you understood in a fresh way? How have your perspectives changed? Where does that lead you? Where might God be leading you? Look to the rock from which you were hewn and the quarry from which you were dug. Abraham and Sarah, houseless but not homeless, travelling the road and ready to welcome fellow travellers. Hospitality seems to be a particular quality of nomadic people. Perhaps if you sit more likely to personal property and territory, you're more willing to share what you do have. Travellers share a common vulnerability, dependent on what the land they're passing through provides and the kindness of strangers. One day, Abraham is sitting in the shade of the entrance to his tent at the Oaks of Mamre. It's a hot day. Three travellers approach. He hurries out to greet them. They must stop and be refreshed in the shade of these trees, he insists. Water is brought and Sarah makes bread. A calf from their herd is slain and meat and milk set before their guests. Where is your wife, Sarah? They ask. There in the tent, he replies. When we return, they say, Sarah will have a son. Sarah has been eavesdropping. She laughs, a laugh full of sadness, I imagine. A childless couple, well on in years, a man with no son to carry on his name, but who will one day have descendants as many as the stars of night and the grains of sand on the shore of the sea. A woman labelled barren, who will one day bear a son and call him Isaac in remembrance of that laugh and that sorrow that turned into impossible joy. The rock from which we are hewn, the quarry from which we are dug, lives touched by the generosity of God and the gift of hope. As the prophet Isaiah writes, look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you, for he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. The story of that encounter at the Oaks of Mamre became one frequently depicted in early Christian art, three guests sitting at table in the shade of trees. Abraham and Sarah are there in the background or on the sidelines, standing by or serving. Why did this scene feature so often in the creators of murals and icons? It was a pivotal moment in faith history, yet there's something more here too. Generations of Christians saw in the three, made welcome by Abraham and Sarah, a type, a breaking into time and place of the Trinity. They saw evidence for this in the way that Abraham addressed the three as Lord, and how the three seemed to speak with one voice. Their spoken word was creative. A childless couple became the parents of a great nation. Over time, the representation of the image changed. Abraham and Sarah became less prominent, and more attention was given to the three guests. In the 15th century, Rublev painted the icon that sits in so many of our churches and homes, the image known interchangeably as the icon of the Trinity and the hospitality of Abraham. Here, Abraham and Sarah have completely disappeared. Now it's the Trinity alone who are seated around a table, and it is they who offer us hospitality, a meal, a welcoming space. As much as I love the image, and have often sat contemplatively before it, I also want to reclaim the place of Abraham and Sarah within the story, within our story. Yet there are other truths in Rublev's depiction, even for Abraham and Sarah. The Trinity offers them hospitality and hope for their weary bearing of childlessness. There is a place for Sarah's loss and Abraham's longing at this table. There is a place for you also, and for whatever you carry, loss or longing. The Lord will comfort all your waste places, make your wilderness like Eden, your desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in you, thanksgiving and the voice of song. What that asks of us, hewn from the rock of Abraham, the quarry of Sarah, is to walk as they walked into an unknown land, summoned by an unknown voice within, to live as those who are still searching and haven't prematurely settled down, to be content to furl and unfurl our tent rather than those who have built houses of stone protected by high fences, to both receive and offer hospitality from two fellow travellers. And perhaps one more form of hospitality, to entertain, as we say, an idea, a promise, a hope, that we are not forgotten, but remembered, chosen, called, and to hold on to that promise through all adversity and confusion, to choose to walk in that hope, children of Abraham and Sarah. Just as the book of Hebrews encourages us, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going, from this one person, and one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, the quarry from which you were dug. On the St. Augustine's website, you'll find some resources for prayer and reflection for the coming week.